Patterns of Presence, Day 11. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. Israel lies within the grasp of Rome. Its emperor has ordered a census to be taken of the entire Roman world. And in response to this, Luke says that everyone went to their own town to register, which means that the Roman world was kind of turned upside down. The influence of Rome pretty much impacted everything that touched the Mediterranean Sea and even beyond that. From the north of Africa to the south of Britain, from the shores of the Atlantic Ocean to the edges of Asia, the borders of the Roman Empire were huge, and everyone within its borders had to be counted. The method was to return to your own town, which meant that what ensued was movement. There was upheaval, disruption, commotion. There was significant movement taking place, and each person was heading homeward. Our attention is drawn to two people in particular and the journey that they had to make. We're only really interested in our two main characters, Joseph and Mary, and of course the child that Mary carries. And we interpret the upheaval of the day and the movement through the lens of purpose. God had prophetically ordained that Jesus would be born in Bethlehem. The prophets of the Old Testament had foretold it to be so. So when we see this movement, we interpret it as the alignment of purpose. God is moving the pieces of the puzzle into the prophetic order. He is changing the landscape to bring his word to pass. And God does that. He turns our worlds upside down. He grabs the game board and throws the pieces up in the air so that they conform to his plan and his wisdom and that they align with his heart. And it can be hard when we live in the space where all the pieces are in the air. When nothing is where it should be in the game board of life, when it feels a bit empty, then our souls feel a bit vacant as well. But in those moments, we do have to trust that he will work all things out for our good. And that when the chips fall, they will fall where they're meant to be. He will put the pieces in order for that which he is bringing to pass. But perhaps there is more that we can see in this landscape of upheaval that is described for us in Luke. If we view this moment throughout the Roman world as a moment that was caused by the arrival of Jesus and the plan of God to bring his purpose to pass, then does that perhaps speak prophetically about what Jesus is going to do? He's coming into this world to rearrange it, to move the furniture around, to reorder the way that things are meant to be. He's come to put things back into their created place and to cause them to begin to function the way that God intended and designed them to. The passage of time from his incarnation to his return to earth is going to be a period of upheaval, of movement throughout the entire world. When he will move the furniture around, he will rearrange the pieces of life, he will adjust the landscape in line with his plan and his purpose for this world, and to bring about his return, at which point all empires and kingdoms will fall and everything will be transformed to that which fits his ideal and his perfect definition. The whole Roman world in Luke's gospel is in a state of upheaval and movement surrounding the advent of Christ, because, well, that's what he's going to bring to this world. Such as a reflection of what his ministry, his presence and his gospel will achieve. It's a disruption to the order of life in this fallen world, a change to hearts and souls living with a sinful nature, a call to movement, to travel with, to be shaped by, to carry and move with the very heart and presence of Christ. What he's bringing, well, it's a call homeward. The gospel is a call homeward. The word of God, its precepts and truths, it's a call homeward. The work of the Spirit directs us, moves us homeward. The race that we're called to run, letting go of the sin that so easily entangles us, pressing on for the prize that is before us, it's all about a movement homeward. And when we accept the call, when we embrace the gospel, when we begin the journey of discipleship, we step into upheaval. Because he begins to rearrange the furniture in our own souls. He grabs the game board in our own lives and he declares, hey, there's a new rule book that you now play by. And he takes all of the pieces and he flings them up in the air and he begins to order where they land. To live the Christian life is to live in movement. Because we have been changed into his likeness from one degree of glory to the next. We've been changed into his likeness with this element of movement. And that's not easy. Just as we feel that we've settled into the new norm and embraced the refining, he tends to steer us into more. He takes us further and deeper. He takes us higher and truer. He is constantly shaping us as he journeys us over the finish line and into eternity. And as we walk that walk and run that race, he gifts to us what we need to help us endure, to help us embrace this movement and momentum. He gives to us the Spirit of God. And he says of him that he is a guarantee. In fact, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians that he has deposited the Holy Spirit in us as a guarantee of what is to come. Which means that the Spirit works in us to move us homeward. This world isn't our home. We're just passing through. Heaven is our home. In fact, in the fullness of time, the new heaven and the new earth will be our ultimate home. How all of that outworks, we'll never know this side of eternity. But this we do know. While we're in this life, God is our ever-present help. He is our home. And the Spirit works in us to move us homeward, to transform us into his likeness with ever-increasing glory. And if he is deposited in us as the guarantee of what is to come, then not only is he our assurance of eternity, but as we live in an experience of him, he's the foretaste of eternity too. The arrival of Jesus brought about significant movement as hearts and lives were turned homeward. The presence of Jesus in your life carries with it movement, an inward and outward transition as the Spirit turns your heart, your soul, and your spirit homeward. Today, pause. In the upheaval, in the chaos, in the turmoil of this life and the world in which we live, there is this inner compass that points in a different direction. It points homeward. This world is not your home. He is your home. And his Spirit works in you to point you to him, to move you homeward. In your today, connect with the movement of the Holy Spirit. Within your inner life, and within your surroundings, he is at work. He is moving. He is adjusting the landscape and altering the horizon because he points to that which is greater and truer and purer than anything that this world has to offer. And this offering is not merely a hope, a desire that we have to wait to find its fulfillment. We can glimpse, we can taste, we can experience that which is to come when we surrender to the movement of the Holy Spirit and allow him to guide our every step onward. Today, why don't you make that surrender? Why don't you step into the movement of the Holy Spirit and the glimpse of eternity? Why don't you take a step onward?